Books on Tape presents Marie-Thérèse, Child of Terror, The Fate of Marie-Antoinette's Daughter, by Susan Nagel, read by Rosalind Landor. Preface. After the brutal beheadings of King Louis XVI and Queen Marie-Antoinette in 1793, dozens of young men and women around the globe came forth with astonishing tales of escape and adventure, claiming to be the long-lost children of the slaughtered Bourbon king and his Austrian-born wife. The royal couple had four children. Their eldest, Marie-Thérèse Charlotte, named for her maternal grandmother, the Empress of Austria, Louis-Joseph, known as the Dauphin, Louis-Charles, and the youngest, Sophie. Louis-Joseph and Sophie both died in early childhood of natural causes. Marie-Thérèse and Louis-Charles, who became the Dauphin after his brother's death, accompanied their parents to the notorious Temple prison in Paris, where they lived a life of physical and mental deprivation from 1792 to 95. Sadly, we now know for certain what became of Louis-Charles, the adored son whom Marie-Antoinette called her chou d'amour. In 2000, two scientists, Jean-Jacques Casseman of the University of Louvain in Belgium and Bernard Brinkmann of the University of Munster in Germany, using a lock of hair from the head of Marie-Antoinette, proved through exhaustive DNA testing that the heart of a little boy who had died in the Temple prison was, in fact, the heart of Louis-Charles, Dauphin of France, known after his father's death as Louis XVII. The tiny heart had apparently been cut from his body by the doctor performing the autopsy and smuggled out of the prison in a handkerchief. The doctor brought the heart to his home, placed it in...